Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. This is Pastor Isaac Tapper coming to you today with another message from the Word of God. Do you ever get tired of feeling like you have to fix the destruction caused by someone you care about? You ever get tired of making excuses, lying for them, covering up, explaining to others their actions? Let's look at a woman in the Bible who said, "Enough is enough." If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 25, and verse 2, we will read these words. "Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. She was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance, but the man was harsh and evil in his doings. He was of the house of Caleb. When David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep, David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, 'Go up to Carmel, go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus you shall say to him who lives in prosperity, peace be to you, peace to your house, and peace to all that you have. Now I have heard that you have shearers. Your shepherds were with us, and we did not hurt them, nor was there anything missing from them. All the while they were in Carmel, ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever comes to your hand, to your servants, and to your son David.' So when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all the words in the name of David and waited. Then Nabal answered David's servants and said, 'Who is David and who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away from their masters. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shears and give it to men when I do not know where they are from?' So David's young men turned on their heels and went back, and they came and they told David all of these words." The biblical narrative goes on to tell us that when David received word of Nabal and what Nabal had said, he took 400 armed men and started back to Carmel where Nabal was, and he intended to kill every male in Nabal's house. But when Nabal's wife, Abigail, was told what had happened, she quickly gathered together some provisions for David and his men and met David on the road, not far from where her husband was working, and convinced David not to kill her husband and every male member of her family. In the past, whenever I've read this chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 25, I saw Abigail as an example of how to deal with very difficult circumstances. Many people would react like Abigail reacted, but I studied this chapter and asked the Holy Spirit for more understanding. I began to see something more going on here. I realized that Abigail was a strong and insightful woman, but not as strong as I first thought. Many people find themselves in the same position as this woman Abigail. The Bible said she was married to a man by the name of Nabal. And since biblical names often describe the personality or character of a person, the name Nabal means foolish, rude, ill-bred, stubborn, disagreeable. Well, you get the idea. Nabal was not a good man. I think his underlying problem was a feeling of worthlessness. He was from the family of Caleb, and in the Bible, the name Caleb means dog. Imagine going through life with a name that means foolish dog. First name Nabal, and the last name or family name was Caleb. First name meaning foolish, and the family name meaning dog. As we can see from verse 2, he was a very wealthy and a prosperous man. Verse 2 tells us of his wealth even before it told us of his name. Many people are often defined by what they have and not who they are. You are not what you own